Deadliest attack against Israel since the state's establishment in 1948. 1,200 people were killed in the Hamas-led attacks. More than 250 hostages were taken to Gaza. And now, a year later, a devastating war on multiple fronts now rages on. Within Israel, there's also ongoing fiery debate about whether the Israeli military responses since October 7th are justified, and whether Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is the right person to lead the country. For more on this part of the story, we're joined by Jamie Levin. He's Associate Professor of Political Science at St. Francis Xavier University, and he is in Halifax.
Good morning.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is navigating being at war, but also being a prime minister in a coalition government. Can you walk us through just how complex his reality is right now?
The Israeli political system requires coalitions. No prime minister in the country's history, and that includes Netanyahu, has ever enjoyed a majority in the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. And that's due to the idiosyncratic proportional representation system there. Now, on the one hand, that system is far more inclusive, far more diverse than Canada's first-past-the-post system. But on the other hand, every government has to be painstakingly cobbled together one seat at a time from a wide array of parties to get to 61 seats or 51% of the Knesset. And this also makes the Israeli system more brittle than ours. Small parties can demand disproportionate power for their support, and they can threaten to leave and collapse a government if they don't get it. And Netanyahu has been no exception. He's held a slender majority since 2022, comprised of ultra-rightist, ultra-nationalist, and ultra-religious parties. Not to mention the charges of corruption that he faces domestically and the looming threat of an indictment from the International Criminal Court for war crimes related to the ongoing war in Gaza. In other words, Netanyahu is on thin ice. But I think the events of recent days, and here I'm thinking about the attacks on Hezbollah and the Iranian ballistic missile attack against Israel, I think these are likely to improve things for Netanyahu.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Has public support for Netanyahu, well, obviously has evolved through the course of this. People have had a lot of mixed feelings depending on the development. What are people saying now? What seems to be the mood amongst the Israelis themselves?
Yeah, I'll walk you through that. The attacks of October 7th were probably the single greatest challenge to the popularity of Netanyahu in his entire and lengthy political career. He has long presented as, quote-unquote, Mr. Security, but October 7th was easily the biggest security breach in the country's history. Now, after the attacks, centrist parties joined Netanyahu's coalition in a show of national unity. But disagreements on how to prosecute the war in Gaza ultimately led to their departure. Now, they left in June, the centrist parties, and that once again left Netanyahu with a narrow coalition, left him beholden to his ultra-rightist, ultra-nationalist, ultra-religious flanks. Israelis, by and large, do not approve of Netanyahu's handling of the Gaza war. They want a ceasefire. They want the remaining Israeli hostages held by Hamas returned, and they want a plan for the day after. What they don't want is a forever war. They're sensitive to Israel's international standing. They don't want a permanent Israeli reoccupation of Gaza, which would involve persistent casualties. And in the main, they don't want the reestablishment of settlements there. But Netanyahu has managed to turn things around, I think, in the past few weeks. He's promised to effect the return of the more than 60,000 Israelis who were evacuated from the north of the country, that's near the border with Lebanon, the people who came under persistent rocket fire by Hezbollah on October 8th, a day after the Hamas attack in the south of the country. And in recent weeks, Netanyahu has begun to deliver on this promise. Israel has hobbled Hezbollah. Hassan Nasrallah and most other senior commanders of the organization have been killed in various strikes. A respectable portion of the organization's rocket and missile stores have been wiped out in aerial attacks, and the middle management of Hezbollah has been broken in the pager and walkie-talkie attacks of late September. And this has raised Netanyahu's popularity significantly in the country. Indeed, Gideon Saar and his far, I shouldn't say far, his right-wing New Hope Party joined the coalition Sunday last in what I would call a vote of confidence in Netanyahu's handling of Hezbollah. And that's given the government another four seats for a total of six.